This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Symphony is canceling much of its 2021 season because of COVID-19. CPR's Monica Castillo has more.
Unsure of when it will be safe to return to the stage, the Symphony has canceled performances at Betcher Concert Hall in Denver through May 30th next year. That means no performances of classics from Mozart and Vivaldi to a series featuring Danny Elfman. Refunds and other options are available to current ticket holders. The Symphony also announced a new on-demand streaming service that will launch in December to keep fans company in the meantime. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to build thousands of electric vehicle chargers. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado's largest utility is asking state regulators to approve a $100 million plan to build about 20,000 new electric vehicle chargers across the state over the next 3 years. This includes chargers at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. Matt Frommer is with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project. He says many drivers want to go electric, but worry about power.
There's a lot of misconceptions around charging, where you do it, how you do it, how long it takes. So we need some education there, and we also just need more plugs, more charging stations.
Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has until March to make a decision. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
At CPR.org, coronavirus cases are spiking in rural Colorado. That threatens small hospitals where even some staffers have gotten sick with what one calls the Rona.
The Rona beast is a very nasty beast, and it is not fun. It has a very mean temper. It loves a fight, and it loves to keep coming after you. It doesn't just hit and run. This stuff keeps going and going and going.
CPR health reporter John Daly spoke to one of the region's main doctors who caught COVID-19 himself. John's story is at CPR.org. Coming up on the program, a traveling intensive care unit nurse talks about her experience of working with coronavirus patients in Michigan. Then, in her victory speech, Kamala Harris addressed young girls, saying, "This is a country of possibilities." We hear from girls who met her during the campaign and are inspired by her path. Traveling ICU nurse and Kamala and girls. Next on All Things Considered, here on CPR News.